The weeks after the college football bowl games wrap up aren't normally the time when Wisconsin Badgers fans are most fired up about their team. But there seems to be a lot of buzz around new head coach Luke Fickell as he's assembled his coaching staff, added to his recruiting class, and brought in prominent players through the transfer portal. Jake Kokorowski is a Badger athletics reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Jake, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
Yeah, this seems like the opposite time of the year for people to get excited about college football. But I keep hearing stuff. Jake, what's going on?
Yeah, it's, you know, with obviously the hire in late November of Luke Fickell, a surprising hire, really, obviously, with him, how he stayed at Cincinnati. But, you know, through the years, and you know, he's been kind of a name in the, you know, coaching carousel of throughout the years. But, you know, he decided to take the Wisconsin job. And but you've seen with college football, too, it's also just kind of maybe as a broader view. College football never ends, it feels like, where you have right now, you know, you have the regular season, right, where it's September, late August, September through first couple weeks of January. But you also have the conditioning in the winter, but there's recruiting. And I think that's part of it with the excitement where, you know, but there's a point in time where, you know, and recruiting is huge right now. It's for any program. It's in all programs are continually recruiting high school prospects, you know, juniors, seniors, sophomores, others, you know, and it's a all year round process. But what Luke Fickell and his new staff did, you know, in the latter part of the recruiting cycle for the 2023 class was, you know, they signed a couple of 4-star prospects, you know, that, you know, Amari Snowden, Braden Moore are two names. They're defensive backs for Mike Tressel's, you know, revamped defensive scheme for the Badgers. You know, they, you know, so that's part of it. You know, at one point they had 8 verbal commitments for that 2023 class. And, you know, in December, after some kids reopened their recruiting process, but they ended with, you know, 15, as of last, you know, it was last week when a week ago today, we found out that Jamel Howard Jr., who's a highly recruited defensive tackle out of the Chicago area, he announced his verbal commitment and eventual signing with Wisconsin at a crucial position, which is a nose tackle position on the defensive line. But you've seen this staff with the energy and you're seeing them, you know, make early connections, establish great rapport with players. I guess the kudos goes to them for really, I would say, keeping the recruitments, you know, the commitments of the players that already had committed underneath, you know, previous head coach Paul Christ and whatnot. And then you go further that, and then you look at the transfer portal where that's where that you've seen a lot of, you know, I think a lot of energy come from there with what they've done in terms of having, you know, 13 scholarship signees come on board, a 2-year starter at SMU and Tanner Mordecai, who's going to be a 6th-year player, but he threw for, you know, 70 plus touchdowns in the last 2 seasons at that Group of 5 program. You get 2 other, you know, former 4-star quarterbacks, you know, Nick Evers and Braden Locke to compete for the backup spot too. So there's a revamping of the quarterback room. And on top of that, you know, you have, they have 4 commitments, you know, signees, if you will, for the wide receiver position where they wanted to, you know, revamp that room, add more numbers underneath Phil Longo's scheme.
And
you know,
Jake, that's a lot of what's happening on the field. We don't have too much time. I also wanted to get into, it seems like the approach to fans is different. There's a little more pizzazz in the announcements of all these signings you just mentioned. Maybe some changes in what fans will have access to in the preseason. What are we seeing there?
Yeah, it's really a lot too. I think, a couple of things. One, you know, you have like the billboards that they put up there for the fans in the Milwaukee area throughout Wisconsin. They, you know, it was part of their kind of recruiting. They called it a blitz, if you will. And basically it was a presence where right after it was called a contact period where you could start reaching out and seeing recruits. They targeted Wisconsin and they targeted, you know, Illinois. So they called it like a Wisconsin Chicago blitz. And so you saw some billboards up throughout the state of Wisconsin. There's one in Illinois. There's an alumni event just last week, guys, that when you take a look at it, you know, I talked to the president of the UW Alumni Association chapter there, you know, in Milwaukee, and she said that, you know, registered 375 people for this Big Red Rally, which is, you know, a big event. And Luke Fickell was there talking, and that was 25 above their sellout count, their goal that they had had. So there's a lot of energy there. You talk about also coming up April 22nd, they are talking about the launch, which is going to be, you know, essentially it's not going to be a spring game. You know, I know a lot of programs around college football do spring games, but it's going to, it sounds like, according from what we've heard from UW spokesperson, it's really just a nice way to, you know, they're going to have an open practice, and then there's going to be a scrimmage involved too, from what it sounds like. So, you know, they have a lot of buzz there. I mean, even with me, I've been on vacation this week, y'all. And to be honest with you, like, I can't stop hearing commercials on the radio here and there. There's, you know, I've seen like at least one TV ad. So you're seeing like, you know, we haven't, I'll be honest, you know, we haven't dove in yet to just if they're marketing more or just how much money they are. That's an idea I'm hoping to do once I get back from vacation. But it's one of those things where this is, you know, there's a lot of momentum for the fans. You're seeing, you know, a lot of, yeah, there's a lot of momentum or energy there. We'll just see what happens, because they, you know, you hear about it off the field, but on the field, you know, they haven't even gone on to spring football where they have 15 practices coming up. Maybe we have to check dates, but it's in the spring where they have, they're allowed 15 practices with these players, and they have to implement a new offensive scheme. They'll have to see what they do with the defense now and trying to merge two different defenses. But there is a lot of buzz with Wisconsin football right now.
And Jake, just in our last minute, on the offensive side, do we have a sense of what the game is going to look like? Meat and potatoes, running game, high flying passing game. What are we expecting?
Right. Yeah. And that's, you know, Phil Longo comes over from North Carolina. He's the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach for Wisconsin. He brings what they call an air raid scheme, but, you know, which is very much a passing scheme. It's a different type of passing scheme. Mike Leach at Mississippi, you know, now previously at Mississippi State, used that, you know, throughout his various stops, you know, and many others throughout college football and the pros use some form of an air raid offense. But, you know, so you should expect a lot more passing, I would say, a lot more balance. But they're not going to go away from the run game, which has made Wisconsin so prevalent in what they've been known for, right? You also have a 1-2 punch in Braylon Allen, who's going to be a junior, along with a senior in Ches Malusi, who could be a great 1-2 punch. But I would expect more passing out of them and out of the Badgers, especially with, you know, they have, I think it's 12 or 13 scholarship, or I think it's 12 scholarship wide receivers that would be on its roster for this season at the moment. And so, you know, there could be a lot of, I think there's going to be a lot more energy that way in terms of the passing game and creating opportunities that, you know, Wisconsin's running game won't have to block, you know, 8 or 9 guys in the box each and every play. And I think Wisconsin can do more that way through the air.
Jake, we'll leave it there. Thanks for bringing us up to date.
Excellent. Y'all have a great week. Take care.
You too. That's Jake Kokorowski, Wisconsin Badgers sports reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal, with us to discuss some of the buzz around the Wisconsin football program and the early days under new head coach Luke Fickell.